With tech news briefing from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Many people think PCs are a fading business, but it turns out they've been a bright spot for tech recently. Coming up, Charlie Turner talks with Wall Street Journal reporter Dan Gallagher about why PCs still compute. But first, these tech headlines. Volkswagen is upping its investment in autonomous vehicles. The company plans to use about a third of its $150 billion budget over the next 5 years to develop electric cars. The automaker is hoping to keep up with growing competition from Silicon Valley. Traditional automakers are increasingly moving into the space, with Volkswagen and Ford reportedly in talks to collaborate. Chipmaker NVIDIA is dealing with excess inventory as cryptocurrency miners have backed off of stockpiling graphics cards that its chips go into, which are used to make digital currency. NVIDIA says it's taking longer than expected for card prices to go down, and analysts are concerned about how long it will take the company to unload its excess supply. Google's head of cloud computing, one of the tech sector's highest-ranking women, has announced plans to step down. Diane Greene, who has held the post for 3 years, says she'll step down as CEO of Google Cloud in January. Amazon is still the leader in cloud computing, and by a wide margin. According to Gartner, the company generated nearly 52% of revenue in the global cloud software market in 2017. Microsoft's share was 13.3%, while Google's was 3.3%. Coming up, why personal computers have been a bright spot for tech. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
In the age of smartphones and tablets, many have written off personal computers as a fading business. But The Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher writes that PCs have turned out to be a surprising bright spot in the tech universe. In fact, the primary way that most people get work done. Dan, who is the journal's Heard on the Street columnist, joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Dan, I see people here in the office walking around carrying their MacBooks, Surfaces, or Dell XPSs. Just a small sample, I know, but PCs don't seem like a dying industry to me.
They're not. And, you know, overall, it is a mature market. It's not one where the overall shipments grow. In fact, they've kind of been declining. But what that's caused is a misunderstanding, I think, because, yeah, you can walk into just about any mid to large size or even small company, and that's what you see people doing their work on. They're doing their work on there on a desktop computer or, you know, often on a laptop. You know, and so when tablets were kind of new, there was a lot of talk about, people are going to be on these things. This will be the future of the office. Just hasn't come to be yet.
Talk about how strong the PC industry has been. It was demonstrated in recent earnings reports from Intel and Microsoft, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, and that was kind of the most, we just finished the earnings season for the September quarters, and for a lot of tech companies didn't have great reports. The two best ones that had, you know, the biggest impact on their stocks were from, you know, Intel and Microsoft. And the two companies that used to be known as Wintel because they were essentially the main driving forces behind PCs. Now Microsoft, you know, they've grown other businesses, their cloud business is doing well. So it wasn't just PCs, but the part of their business that is exposed to PCs, you know, you had growth in the mid teens, and Intel saw record growth in its segment that sells chips for PCs. In fact, that hit a record amount of revenue, and the sales for the period grew year over year in the mid teen percentage, higher than they've seen. And what's interesting about Intel is Intel's right now having a production, you know, kind of crunch where they can't quite make enough. So they could have even had a better year had they had a little more production capacity.
Isn't one reason PCs are still in big demand that most of the corporate world still runs on Microsoft's Windows, and many companies are in fact making a switch from Windows 7 to Windows 10?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's helped, overall shipments this year. Like, you know, what we're seeing this year is that the PC sales have actually surprised analysts that track it. And that's part of the thing, because Windows 7, it's about in about a year and a half, Microsoft ends what's called extended support for it. So if you're a company that has a fleet of PCs on Windows 7, you don't want to end up in that position, because then you end up having to spend a lot more to get, you know, if you need extra support, you know, the costs go up. And, you know, Windows 10 is not like a brand new operating system. It's 3 years old now. But, you know, the installed base of Windows PCs is so big that not everybody moves quickly into it. So I think what we're seeing is kind of this final push of people, you know, and there's still a sizable base of people of companies still using Windows 7 that are trying to get into 10.
And another reason is that more PC makers are selling their own premium laptops, and they've been selling well, right?
They have been. I mean, this is the segment that's actually outperforming the broader PC market. And according to forecasts, it's going to take up a bigger chunk, you know, as much as maybe one third of total PC shipments in a couple of years. And when you say like ultra premium, you know, when you say the term, you think things like the MacBook Air that Apple kind of pioneered, these thin, light, high performance laptops. And what happened is companies like HP and Dell and Lenovo, who are the biggest PC brands, and they didn't just do this just this last year, but over the last few years, they've gotten better at designing their own premium products. And these premium products are not just being bought by well-to-do consumers. Businesses are buying these as well because that's what their employees want to use. And that has been helping the sales in that segment.
Right. And as you note, they're also bigger money makers, and the gross margins for these laptops are higher.
They are. I mean, you get, and that's kind of the general rule in consumer electronics is you get, you make a more premium product, you can charge more for it and your margins go up. There's always products that are really low priced and usually, you know, thin margins, and they're kind of entry level things. So it's good. You know, even HP has talked about their contribution there. They're trying to really focus on these types of PCs because that helps them. It's a more profitable segment for them to be in.
But we should keep things in perspective. The decline of the PC market, it's roughly coincided with the birth of the tablet. So are things going to be like this from now on where, you know, the PC market, it's past its peak, but definitely not to be written off?
It's not going to be something that's going to go back to the days when, you know, you might see when it would grow 10 or 15% a year. I don't think we're going to see that again. And the way tablets have affected it is that, you know, when tablets came out, people who were buying PCs for, you know, kind of lower grade activities, just to send emails or surf the internet or, you know, watch videos, tablets are actually very good for that, actually better, and they're more convenient. So I think that's how tablets have affected the PC market, is they've taken out some of it where the use case was a little more general. But for like productivity devices, you're still going to see, I think for the years to come, the PC is going to remain essentially the main tool people are getting work done. And that means I think the business is going to be with us for a while.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Thanks, Dan.
No problem.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.